let's just review for a minute, okay? So we have in the sugya is the whole Omar Mar is going back over the original Brisa that says that there's a hekesh between neder and nazir. Okay? And what does the Gemara say? Just like neder has lo yachel and bal yachel and bal ta'acher, so too nedara nazir has bal yachel and bal lo yachel and bal ta'acher. Right. And what else does it say? And just like nazir has a yad, neder has a yad. Right. That's the way it went. Yeah. Bal yochel and bal ta'acher. Bal yachel and bal ta'acher. Af nazir is over bal yachel and bal ta'acher. And just like nedarim, the ha'av mefar nidre bito, ubal mefar nidre ishto, af nazirus. Ha'av mefar nazirus bito, ubal mefar nazirus ishto. Yeah. And we got started, of course, with the yad. Man zirus also bo yodos nazirus kin nazirus af nedarim also bohem yodos nedarim kin nedarim. Right. Right. Where did we get yodos from? From the extra lazir? Yeah. So the question, what's a little bit confusing in this, is when we say we're learning from one to the other, and back and forth. So that means what? That means that each one is its own institution, right? And we can learn dinim of one institution to the other institution, correct? Okay. The only thing that becomes a little bit confusing is when we say that Naziris has Bal Yachel, right? That's in a certain sense. Then we're equating a Nazirus with a Neder, right? That was where it's like the Rambam says Nazir is a Neder, is Nidre Isser. We say Neder Besoch Nazir is Nazir. Why? Because a Nazir can be called a Neder, right? But the Hekesh can't undo the basic institution. Right. If we're saying there's a hekesh, that means say there's an institution of Naziris and there's an institution of Neder, and we can apply dinim from one to the other. For instance, in the last case, it says just like a baal is mefar nidre ishto, he can be mefar the Naziris of ishto, right? But that means clearly, doesn't that mean that nazir is more than just a neder? Right? I mean, if nazir was just a neder, what would need a hekesh for that? Right? So it means to say there are nidarim, and we know the Baal is made for nidre yishto, and there's an institution of naziris apart from neder. Right? And the Baal now can be made for the naziris yishto. Not because it's a neder, not because it's a neder, simply because it's a hekesh. Right? It was a hekesh. Simply because it's a hekesh. Okay. So, the Gemara in the Bal Yachel is trying to figure out how do you have Bal Yachel by Naziris? Okay. We went through that Ran, right? And the Ran was saying the question is, the Ran, the Tosfos, they all seem to be learning, the question is how do you have Bal Yachel alone, without any iser nazir at all, right? Without a bal yochal, without a lo yochal and a lo yishta, just a bal yachel on naziris. Yeah. In other words, the chiddush is not that you're over bal yachel, not that there is an iser bal yachel in the institution of naziris, right? But that when you make yourself a nazir, you're also making a neder that's subject to lo yachel, right?
And that they're on the serve or on being.
That's the question. I mean, that's an interesting question. But like the Rambam says, if you violate your Naziris, you're over Nisr of Lo Yochal, Lo Yishtel, whatever the particular thing you did is, plus you're over the Isr of Lo Yachal Devoro. And if you're Mekayim your Naziris, he says you're Mekayim the mitzvahs of Nazir, and you're also Mekayim Kol Motzim Sasecha Tasa, Tishma Rasisa. So the Hekesh, so in other words, without the Hekesh, I would say there's such a thing as a Nazir. Of course, there's such a thing as a Nazir. And how would you become a Nazir without the Hekesh? In the normal way, you'd say Hareini Nazir, right? So that means to say that without the Hekesh, there is such a thing as Kabbalas Naziris. Can't say that the Hekesh is telling us, is giving us Kabbalas Naziris. There's definitely an idea of a Kabbalas Naziris without Neder. And what is Kabbalas Naziris without Neder? It simply is telling you there's a method, that there is an institution of Nazir, and therefore there's a way of engaging that chalos. There's a way of having that institution of Nazir chal, right? Like Kiddushin. You don't say Kiddushin, you enter into Kiddushin with a dibor, right? You need to have a statement, let's say. And there's a lot of lumdus about that, whether it's dafka requires a statement, right? Like even the sugi that says, Medavri mo'al iske kiddushin, and you give her the money without a dibor. Some of the achronim, I think there's a birkas Shmuel. Says, but that's it definitely requires a dibor, but that's the dibor. Or like there's a sugi of yados by kiddushin. So you could say there's an institution of kiddushin and requires a dibor. Let's say, let's just suppose that for a minute. But that doesn't mean it has a din of nether. That doesn't mean if you violate Isha somehow or other, you're over a nether. Right? So there it's natural, there are institutions of halacha that may require a dibor to initiate, for them to be chal. But that's because that's simply the necessity of the institution. You have to have an entry into an institution. But the Chiddush is saying that not only if a person says Harei Alai Nazir, Hareini Nazir, that's the particular din of Kabbalas Naziris, but the Kabbalas Naziris, and that means to say that the institution is chal on him, and when he violates Naziris, he's violating what? The institution of Naziris. Lo Yochal, Lo Yishteh. Those that stem from the shame Nazir, right? Not only that, but he's also simultaneously going to be violating Motzus Hasecha Tishmer Vasisa. He's also going to be violating Lo Yachel Devaro. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. In other words, it comes out when the guy says Hareini Nazir, there are two activities that he's involved in a certain sense. There's an overlap. On the one hand, he's bringing down the chalos shem naziris on himself, and he's entering himself into a status of nazir. But he also is now mindful of what he said b'dibor, of what he said b'peh. He also has a din of being mindful of his dibor. And if he violates Naziris, he's simultaneously violating the shame Nazir that is chal on him, plus disregarding his dibor. Okay? Those are two separate things. In a certain sense, you could think about it like the statement of Naziris has an element of an objective institution of Naziris, plus a personal subjective neder. why Kikerze Alai. Kikerze Alai is all a product of himself. Nazirus is an institution. But when he says, Hareini Nazir, he is voluntarily engaging in this institution, and it has an element of both. Okay? Yeah.
This is a chiddush.
That's a chiddush. You wouldn't say, Hareat Mikudeshas Li, and then you don't support her, you're violating a neder. You don't say you're violating Motzi Sosafatish. You said that she would be your wife. Now you're not treating her with the chiyuvim of avishus. You wouldn't say, "Oh, you violated your dibur."
So, in what way is it a neder more so than any other type of obligation that's accepted via the?
That's a chiddush. I mean, why is the hekesh? What does the hekesh?
So you were saying it's just a chiddush. There's no perceivable way in which this is more like don't well, to neder than other areas.
I hope there is, but we wouldn't be able to figure that out. But now, after the fact, could we look at it and say, of course, it's all hachi pashut? Maybe. We'll think about it. But, yeah. Okay. So now the question, though, is like this. I'm going to change what we said. All right, let's try this. Let's try this again. I'm going to try a diagram. Sorry for you guys, visually impaired. For the visually impaired, I'm sorry.
He's not here.
What's that?
Someone here. Camera.
Okay. You missed the diagram. So when it says a rainy nazir, he's generating a shame nazir, which then creates isuri nazir. Okay, in a certain sense, that seems reasonable. Now, the Hekesh is telling us that when he says Hareini Nazir, he's also Osek in an Inyan of Motzi Sosecha Tishma Vasisa, and Lo Yachil Devaro. Okay, so in another sense, you could say, when he says Hareini Nazir, it's Ki'ilu, he's making a neder that is Chal on himself and designating an Isser Hashem, an Isser Gavra, an Isser Chefza, whatever you want to call it. Okay, so we could say that the Kabbalah, that there is an intrinsic Kabbalah Naziris that stems from the institution of Nazir. There's no such thing as an institution that you can't get into, right? You might not be able to get out of things, but you can get into them. So that's Naziris. So there has to be a Kabbalah Naziris. But we also say it's also an expression or an instance of Neder, which means to say that his Hareini Nazir is also, in another sense, a dibor of, is also a statement of neder that would seem like is also chal on the shame Nazir. Right? So that's the Gemara's question. Is there a lo yachel alone on the shame Nazir? Right? That's the Gemara's first question. Is there such a thing as simply a lo yachel on that shame nazir that he creates? Because you're telling me when he says a rainy nazir, it's like a simultaneous maisa of neder that's chal in himself as a chefza. So is there some way to violate that shame nazir alone without touching the institution of nazir? See, the Gemara's first question is, look, you're telling me that there is like some overlap over here of the natural institution of naziris and then this neder of naziris. Well, can we truly separate them and find an instance where you're only over the neder of the naziris, right? So the Gemara winds up saying, no, it's not possible, right? It's not possible. And in a certain sense, we could maybe even say, and I don't know, this seems to be a question of Rishonim, that maybe the neder is really simply chal on the isurim themselves. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure what's really right. If it's really chal on the shame nazir himself, there's simply no way to separate them, or it's also, or we say that's, therefore maybe there's no meaning to that. Maybe it really is really chal on the isurim nazir. There seemed to be some focus in Rishonim about whether you consider the nazir the yayin like an issa chefza, right? And the Rush seems to disagree. He seems to say that the neder still is really on the shame nazir. Okay. But now, the Ron said a bizarre thing, right? The Ron had a bizarre question. And he said, just like the Gemara is looking for a neder A violation of Lo Yachel. This would be a violation of Lo Yachel. Okay. This would be a violation of Lo Yachel. The Gemara wants to know, is there, can we also say, he says, why doesn't the Gemara ask, is there a violation of Lo Yochel?
Without Lo Yachel.
Huh?
Without Lo Yachel?
Without, together. In other words, take a look back at that run. We weren't really even sure of what the pshat in the run is, but he says like this. V'kashali ki hechi demukmi b'nezirus bal yachel. So now we say lo yachel. I will stick with the bal yachel. We say that bal yachel applies to nezirus too, right? That's a bal yachel b'nezir. If a guy eats isuri, if a guy violates isuri nezir, he's not only over the isur nezir, but he's also over bal yachel. That's a bal yachel in a nezir. Right, it applies to the nazir. So he says, well, why not go back the other way? Why don't we say, ki hechi demuki b'naziris bal yachel ha'amr b'nedarim, nuki nami b'nedarim bal yochal ha'amr b'naziris? So he has a strange question. He says, why doesn't the Gemara ask the other way, hekesh the other way? Just like we found Bal Yochal of Neder will apply to the institution of Naziris, because when he makes a Neder, when he's Mikabel Naziris, he's also Osik in a Maisa Neder, so he'll be over the Naziris with the Neder, with an Isser Neder. What about the other way? Why don't we say when a guy makes a Neder, he'll also be over Lo Yochal? Correct? That's his question.
In a regular case of keepers that also rely.
So when we were grappling with this the first time around, we assumed we didn't really know what he meant. We said, well, maybe he means every time you make a nether, keepers that also rely, it would somehow or other also generate some virtual isser of Lo Yochal. Okay. So let's see his answer. So his answer is, Bish, he says, Nira Be'enai, no. He says, V'nichali. It makes sense to me. Now, this is a very important point. He's saying it makes sense why the Gemara doesn't even ask the question. His question is, why doesn't the Gemara ask the question? Right? And he's saying, it makes sense that they don't even ask the question. Okay. D'bishlamo bal yachel shayach mamish. Okay, so now we have a new term, shayach mamish. Bal Yachel is Shayach Mamish bin Naziris. Kid is Shayach bin Adarim. In other words, this Isser of Lo Yochal is Shayach. I'm sorry, the Isser Neder, right? Bal Yachel, the Isser Neder on this Isser, is Shayach to this Isser. In the Naziris, just like if a guy made stam neder not to eat something. Right? I mean, there's no difference. Right? There's no difference at all. What's the difference if he's going to be over a neder that happens to be an Isser Nazir, or just stam neder? So just like Bal Yachel is Shayach to Naziris exactly the way it's Shayach to every other thing a neder is Shayach to. Right? Okay. Oval bal yochal lo efshar leukmi binidarm. But you cannot apply bal yochal to a neder at all. Now listen to what he says. De binaziris loksiv elabachilas anovim. He says, we had this diak, but weren't really sure about it. But he says, now here's why it's not shayach. Because naziris, it only says one thing. It says, don't eat grapes. I mean, it says other things too. But in terms of a particular Isser of Bal Yochal, of Naziris, it says, don't eat grapes. So it's two specifics. Eat and grapes, right? So it's very specific. Unedarim kolim achila v'hana. So a neder is different because it includes not just achila, but hana. and the Bekulu Mili. Not only grapes, but everything. That's the way I'm learning it. Okay? So, just pshat. He's saying you can't turn back a ned, a bal yo, you can't apply a bal yochal to a neder. Because it's not shayach. Bal yochal is only don't eat grapes. And a neder could be hano of anything. Hilkach lo shayach lo. Okay, what would it mean though? Schematically, what would it mean? It would mean like this. A guy made a neder. What? I don't believe that.
No. It's
exactly, right? It would seem to have to be, say, the guy made a neder on a chilas anovim.
For what? Why can it be a case where you say kikar zeh aser alai?
Because there's no bal yochal by kikar. There's no bal yochal of a nazir by kikar.
There's no bal yochal of a neder by anovim.
But there's Bal Yachel. In this case or in this case?
In either case, there's no idea of there's no idea of Bal Yochel by a Novim by a Neder.
Outside
but I can make it. No, I can make it. I can make a Neder, right?
It's not Bal Yachel.
I know, but so that's...
Well, let's just get his question. Let's just get his question. His question is like this. If I'm telling... Why can't I reverse the diagram and say, just like when I make Nazirus and it eventuates in Israchila of Anavim, right? I say it's also considered a violation of a neder not to eat grapes. Okay, so that what does that mean? But let's think about this conceptually. Conceptually means to say, keep watching, Isaac. Conceptually means to say like this, that this represents an institution. This is an institution of Israel. Okay, and this is a particular. This is a personal. And we're saying when you enter the institutional Isser, you also are midgarer in yourself into a personal Isser. Well, what if I did the other way? What if I did a personal Isser that's an entity of the institutional Isser?
Why would
come on, give me a second. Appreciate the question, you know? I tell my 11th What's grade girls, appreciate the question. They're jumping to give answers.
What's
appreciate
the institution?
The question. The institution is Lo Yochal of Anovim.
By Nazirus.
Yes. And there's a Hekesh. I'm not pulling this out of thin air. There's a Hekesh. You see, your problem is you think this makes sense. That's your problem. You think, of course, this makes perfect sense. You're wrong. It's a Hekesh. Okay? Now, if there's a Hekesh over here, it's telling you apply something that does not naturally apply to Nazirus. So why are you surprised to apply something that doesn't naturally apply to Neder? Okay? I'm not asking that. You, this is what you should be saying to yourself. Okay? Okay. So Neder, so you say like this. That's the Ron. The Ron is being very true to the Gemara, saying, look, the Hekesh is telling you Nazirus is its own institution unto itself. Right? I'm not making a neder. I'm not ostering grapes and my head from taglachas and my body from tumah. I'm not making nedarim. I'm signing up for an institution. I'm enlisting. Right? Now you're going to slap me with a neder too? Okay? That does not come from the confines of Nazirus itself. It's totally extraneously, it's an extraneous institution that's being applied to me. It's an extraneous din that's being applied to me of neder. Okay. So now, we say like this. There's this institutional isurim of nazir, and then you're also considered to be nitfas in the personal neder. Well, why don't I say the other way too? If I make a personal neder on a lo yochal anovim, why doesn't that also bring down on me we're saying there's an equation between nazir and neder. Well, why don't I go back? Say there's an equation, therefore, when I make a personal neder on a lo yochel anovim, I also am in, it's like a kabolas naziris b'miktas. It's like a kabolas miktas iser naziris as well. I'm also pulling an institution, an element of the institution of naziris on me. That's his question. That's his question. He's saying, look, why doesn't it reflect? Yeah.
Like, usher for me to cut my hair.
Yeah, the guy would say, Roshi, it says, Roshi, Hare Olai, Roshi B'Taglachas. I think that would work as a nether, right? Like, my eyes from Sheena, my lips from Dibor. It'd be the same question, of course. It'd be the same question. So what's his answer? It's interesting. But it's interesting. I mean, look, he's being purely, he's being rigorously logical without any emotion. You guys have too much emotion in this. Right? And he's saying it's just telling you there's the institutional Isurim and the personal Isurim. When you and there's a Hekesh. That means to say they go hand in hand. Hekesh means they're hand in hand. Okay, so that means Mamela, when I engage the institutional Naziris, I'm also engaging the personal. So that would stand to reason then, when I engage the personal, I'm also engaging the institutional. But it has to be a novum. There's no institutional Isser of Kikar Zalai, of Naziris. Okay? Yeah. So his answer is like this. His answer is, it's not Shaykh. It's not shaykh. It's pasnished. So what does he mean it's not shaykh? So he means it like this. He's saying it like this. He's saying, when I make myself a nazir, right, so that incurs particular isurim. Every particular isur that I make as a nazir, I could make it like a neder too. Right? So he's saying it's exactly the structure of lo yachel is exactly shayach to every particular iser of lo yochal, right? Because lo yachel is very generic, and it can take up to any form it wishes, practically speaking. He says, but the reverse is not true. If I say that there's an iser of lo yochal of nazirus, okay? If I say the iser of a novin by a nazir, that is a particular defined maisa of a particular chefza. It has its own intrinsic structure, okay? Whereas neder has no structure at all. Neder is simply removing from myself, redefining the chalos and the chaloshem and the chefza, okay? They're not. In order for me to say that one will apply to the other, it has to be ki'ilu, the maisa of generating them is the same. Think about it a little more. Let me try to explain a little more. So he says like this: when I make myself a nazir, and that generates particular isurim, I could have done that with a neder as well. Okay. But when I make a particular iser on a neder, a particular neder on a grape, okay, that's not the same thing as invoking the institutional idea of achilas anovim. Why? Because the very nature of the two isurim is completely different. Let me put it this way. In other words, you have to think about the nature of the action that you're involved in. The nature of neder is a complete redefinition, is a redefinition of the chefza. I can redefine it in terms of achila, I can redefine it in terms of hana, I can choose anything to speak about. Okay? If it happens to be that it coincidentally matches up with the lo yochel of nazir, does that in any way say that I am engaging the same maisa of, I'm engaging the same type of an isser of a lo yochel of a nazir? In other words, Going backwards. If the maisa of making a neder is completely different, because it's unlimited, from the particular Isser of Nazir. The fact that I happen to construct a neder that looks like the Isser Nazir does not mean that I am engaging in the same activity. You understand? That's what he means, it's not shayach. He says, if neder is naturally all-inclusive, you can't say by restricting an all-inclusive thing, it's the same thing as a particular maisa. No, it's a completely different type of an activity. The particular can be included in the general. But you don't say that by when I restrict the general, it's no different than the particular. Every particular is an expression of the general, but you don't say the opposite way. You don't say if I have a maisa neder that I simply limit, it's no different than being under a particular iser maisa of an object. No, it's just that I've trimmed down my maisa neder to one particular sliver. But that doesn't mean that neder is nothing more than an iser lo yochal of nazir.
So it doesn't make sense to go the other way?
The other way is that if I engage the particular, I could have also done that exact same. I could have, when I engage the particular, so it's also every particular object could be an expression of a more general idea of nether. But you can't say the other way. You can't say that a particular nether, you can't say that a nether is an expression of a particular isser. Let's try to think about it a little more. Yeah, you see what I'm trying to say? Listen to what he says again. He says it's not shayach. Why? Because he says, Bal yachel shayach mamish bin nazirus, kiddish shayach bin nidarim. In other words, is there any difference between the lo yochel anovim of nazirus and the lo yochel anovim of a neder? Let's say I would have made a neder of anovim.
It's the same difference you have going the opposite way.
Hold on. Let's say I would have made a neder of anovim. Okay? So he says, you could simply push this right into nazir and it would be indistinguishable.
It's not true. The way you got there is different. The same problem you had the other way, you had this way.
But you wouldn't say that the nazirus, that the lo yochal, you wouldn't say that the lo yochal anovim that naturally exists by nazir is simply the same thing as a neder. In other words, if I go from this way, I'm saying, what did Naziris do? It created a certain particular iser. Okay, I could also create a particular iser myself. Right? I could also create a particular iser myself. So in a certain sense, it's shayach to say on the Naziris, it was like a maisa neder on these anavim too. It's shayach to say that when the nazir can't eat anavim, it's like I could say he made particular nedarim on those things. Right? But is it shayach to say if I make a particular neder, it's ki'ilu, I'm under an institution of don't eat grapes? No. That's not shayach to say such an idea. It's not shayach to say that because I make a particular neder that looks like an institutional iser, it's ki'ilu, I'm also under that institution. It's totally different. It's totally different activities. Yeah.
Yeah, if you just say that the concept of neder doesn't exclude the concept of nadar.
So now he's saying like this. The hekesh has to work with a logic. Right? Maybe that's the point we're missing here. Right? Although the hekesh is not something that you would understand on your own, right? But it is, it has to work, it can only work where it's applicable. That's what it means by shayach. You can't just throw an iser that's not shayach to, you can't say because there's a hekesh, now there are isurim that are not shayach to each other, they're going to apply. It's just applying that which is applicable. So if I make myself a nazir, it's completely applicable to say that's like making a neder and all those things. Right? Right? I wouldn't have said it's a nether and all of those things, because Naziris is an institution, nether is another institution, and who's to say that I'm engaging the institution of Naziris when I make of Nidarm when I make myself a Nazir? But there's nothing that's illogical about that, right? So now it tells me, the Hekesh is telling me, yeah, you know what? The Naziris is like also a nether that's been selected, pre-selected nether. It's like a nether a la carte. Okay, you can pre-select a nether. Okay, so when I say Naziris, it's like a pre-selecting a nether. And it would be no different than if the guy would have said all of those Nidarim specifically. Okay, but in the reverse, can you say when a guy makes a particular nether that happens to line up with one of the Isurim of Nazir, that it's like he's engaging a preset institution of, it's like he is engaging a preset institution?
I don't think the Havamina is that you're a Nazir if you say that.
No, you'll be over the Isur of Lo Yochel of Nazir.
Right, but not that all the Dinam of Nazir supply.
No,
right.
All Dinam not. But he's saying it's not applicable to say that you're going to go the other way. That you're going to say when a guy engages in a Mice of Neder, that he is also, in order to apply it to him, you have to say that this Isser of Lo Yochal of Nazir is no different, indistinguishable from the Lo Yochal of Neder.
Lo Yachal of Neder?
The Lo Yachal of Neder. And the Chiddush would be that even though he didn't say Naziris, it's no different than bringing upon himself one particular lav of Naziris. The only thing is, that's not Shayach. It's not Shayach to say that the general is a representation of a particular. That's not Shayach. You can say a particular is a representation of the general. But it's not Shayach to say a Maisa in the general. Of course, every general Maisa has to have a form. Okay? But it's not the same thing as the particular itself. So it's not Shayach to go the other way. It's not Shayach to say, when a guy says, I won't eat grapes, when the guy says, Achilas Anovim Olai, it's no different than the Kabbalah's Shem Nazir vis-a-vis one particular Isser Nazir. The Isser Lo Yochal of a Nazir is a particular of an institution. And the Maisa Neder is something that's completely personal. Okay? I can personally choose an institution, but you can't say the institution can institutionally jump onto a personal element. It doesn't work any other way. It's not shayach. That's the best way to express it. Not shayach. Yeah. By Yadus, there's nothing wrong with it. It's saying that there's a way to become a Nazir. That has nothing to do with Nadarm. There has to be a way to become a Nazir without a Nadir. That's what we call Kabbalah's Naziris. Okay? By the way, I'm stressing this because it's going to be important to the next part of the Gemara. When the Gemara is looking for Baal Ta'acher, I think this distinction between Kabbalah's Naziris and the Neder is crucial. And I think that's what we were kind of grappling with. I mean, we threw around some possibilities, but I don't know if we had like a clear picture of that. But anyway, so the Gemara says, look, if you want to become a Nazir, that requires Dibor. That's the institution of Nazir. It demands Dibor. It's also a flaw. It's a flaw on its own, right? And that flaw has a din of yad. So neder is also an institution that's created through dibor. It also has a yad. Kikar ze aser, right? Kikar ze olai. You didn't say aser. That's a yad. You're not becoming a nazir, right? There's an equation between the institutions.
In the same way, I'm going from Nazir Neder in that lav. Why can't I just take the lav of Loya Yochal also?
So what lav? What do you mean lav? That's just a din.
The din.
So why can't I do what?
Well, why is Yadros different than Lo Yochal? Or Yadros I could take from Nazir to Neder, but
yeah, that's what the Grizz was bothered with. He says the whole Hekesh is in terms of the Maisa of Neder and the Maisa of Nazir, not the Isurim of each, right? But I'm saying this is the way he's learning. Well, just like when I take upon myself, just like the Maisa of Kabbalah's Naziris is also a Maisa of Neder, maybe I'll say the other way, that the Maisa of a particular neder that happens to be the same as a nazir is also kabbalas naziris, is also like kabbalas a naziris ma'at. It's like a kabbalas a naziris, a prat one din of naziris. But that's not, he's saying that's not true. He's saying that's not shayach to say such a thing. It's not shayach to say that when my kavana is to give a thing a certain shame, and I could have done anything, that and it happens because it happens to coincidentally appear like an Isser of Nazir, it's not shayach to apply the dinim of Nazir to that, but to that, to the Maisu Neder. It would be like saying I'm going to apply Isser Nevela if I say I can't eat a piece of meat. So now I should also get Malkus for Nevela. Of course, it looks like Nevela. It's not shayach at all to what I'm doing. That is a particular din that stems from an institution. I'm not engaging the institution. How does the institution foist itself on me?
You're saying he's going to make Kavan for Binazir.
That's right. So it's just not shayach to say that Mamela, it's like I'm engaging a pre-existing institution because my personal neder happens to look like something that's from that institution. It's not shayach at all. They're not shayach at all. But a nazir could be a particular neder, so it's exactly the same. It has to be a chiddush to tell me that they're going to overlap. But they have to be the same activity, and then it tells me it overlaps. If they're completely different activities, how could you say I'm engaged in something that I have nothing to do with? That's his argument. It's good. It's very good. So the question that we'll think about now is this. In terms of the Baal Ta'acher, right? In terms of the Baal Ta'acher of Nazir, is it, there's a Chakira that we have to think about. When it's looking for Baal Ta'acher of Naziris, what is it looking for? Is it looking for the Baal Ta'acher? Is it saying that within Kabbalas Naziris alone, not the equation, just the institution of Naziris? Because Naziris has its own institution, has its own Maisa Kabbalah, right? Does it mean that there also is a Baal Ta'acher in Kabbalas Naziris? Okay. In other words, there's a Maisa Kabbalas Naziris. If you're Mekabel your Naziris, don't delay in fulfilling it. Okay, that's one way to learn. That the Gemara is saying, the Hekesh is telling you, just like Baal Mefar Naziris Ishto, which is not the neder of Ishto, it's not the neder, it's the Naziris. So too, there's a Baal Ta'acher in Naziris itself. Because I'm saying that neder doesn't necessarily, just because Nazir becomes a type of a neder, does not remove the institution, the institutional elements of Naziris that pre-exist neder. Namely, Kabbalas Naziris itself. So is it saying that, and it's looking for a Baal Ta'acher in Kabbalas Naziris, or is it saying no? One, the Hekesh is really telling me now that when I make a when I'm a Nazir, it's also a Maisa of Neder, and Memela, I'll have a Baal Ta'acher in that too. Now, is the Maisa Kabbalas Naziris is also simultaneously a Maisa Neder. And I'm also going to have now a Baal Ta'acher within the institution of Naziris because there's a Maisa Neder making a Naziris. But the Baal Ta'acher will be in the Neder element. Okay? And the Gemara is just looking for a case.
Why would that be significant? I mean, it's really a misnomer to say Baal Ta'acher Naziris.
See, it could be a question of how the neder and the Kabbalas Naziris interact. Self call self. And the Gemara is saying there is a neder of the Maisa. Naziris is a Maisa. Is it saying like this? Now that I know that Naziris is a Maisa neder too, Mamela is a Baal Ta'acher in it. Find it. Right? Or is it saying a pure Hekesh? Just like there's a neder, just like there's a Baal Ta'acher in Naziris, neder is a Baal Ta'acher in Naziris alone. But Naziris alone. Now hold on. See, I think that possibly Rabbeinu Tam is learning the first way. Okay. Because he says, lo efter min olam ache ehe nazir, he's a nazir immediately. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Right? He's a nazir immediately. And therefore, that's all part of the question. You're going to tell me, lo efter min olam ache nazir, what was just no different than that woman who can't eat truma. What does that mean? What does that do with anything? The woman can't eat truma is a chashash. Right? She's not really asa b'truma. Everybody says that she's not really asa b'truma. Right? She just can't eat the truma because maybe her husband will die. And then, I'm afraid, it'll turn out to be an isser. But if he lives, ad mei v'esrim, she could have been eating truma all this time. And if she had eaten truma, she'll simply not be chayav for anything. Right? So what does that have to do with actually becoming a nazir when I say lo efter min olam ache nazir? Yeah. And therefore he says the only answer is nazir bekever. Nazir bekever. Yeah. It seems to me, I just have an intuition about this, okay? I'm not sure if this will work out or not. But it seems to be like this. That the way Rabbeinu Tam learns the neder of Nazir is not simply the Kabbalas Naziris is like a neder. It's not simply the Maisa Kabbalas. In other words, when we say that there's an equation between neder and Naziris, doesn't mean when a guy says Harei Olai Lios Nazir, it's like he's simultaneously making a neder of those exact same words. Or does it mean that the shame Nazir that's chal on the Gavra also has an element of neder? In other words, is it a Maisa Neder? Are we saying that Harei Olai Lihios Nazir is simultaneously Kabbalas Naziris and a Neder to be a Nazir? That's one way to look at it. Or does it mean when a guy says Harei Olai Lihios Nazir and he becomes a Nazir, he's only doing Kabbalas Nazir. That's all he's doing. But we apply the din of Lo Yachel to the Shem Nazir as well. It doesn't mean he's really involved in a Maisa Neder, but he has the din Neder. But the only thing he's really doing is Kabbalas Naziris. Now, if you'll go that way, I would argue like this. Every statement that relates to Naziris is nothing more than accepting upon yourself the Maisei Naziris. That's Kabbalas Naziris. I'm being Makabal upon myself, for Rabbeinu Tam, simply the necessity of engaging Maisei. That's what Kabbalas Naziris is. If I would take away Neder out of Kabbalas Naziris, it wouldn't really reflect this idea of shame so much. It would be a Kabbalah on the Nihug of Nazir. You understand? Neder kind of elevates you to maybe an idea of a shame and a Heftza, like the Gavra, whatever it is. But simple, if I would just say, what does it mean, Arei Olai Lios Nazir? It means, say, he's accepting upon himself the Nihugi, the activities of Naziris. So Rabbeinu Tam says, if a guy says, Lo Efter Min Olam Ache Nazir, and he has to engage Naziris because just like the Isha, she has to engage the Maisei of Issur Truma, well then that's Kabbalas Naziris. That is Kabbalas Naziris. Right? That is Kabbalas Naziris. The Bein Tam saying, what is Kabbalas Naziris? Kabbalas Naziris is that you make a statement, you make a dibor. How would I engage the institution of Naziris? Well, I would have to make a dibor that demands of me. What does the Kabbalas Naziris mean? How do I enter the institution of Naziris alone? I make it necessary for me to be knowing like a Nazir. That's the natural institution of Naziris. We'll think about it. But if that's the way you're looking at it, then you're going to be a nazir right away. See? You're going to be a nazir right away. See, everybody else learns that the statement of Hare Olai Lios Nazir is simultaneously nazir and neder. Okay? Is simultaneously some kind of an idea of nazir and neder, or a neder of nazir, some kind of mix between the two. And that opens up interesting possibilities that Rabbeinu Tam is not available to. Meaning to say, I can now interpret the statement on the neder element of the nazirus, as opposed to the maisa kabolas nazirus. You understand? For Rabbeinu Tam, there's only kabolas nazirus. That's all there is. Happens to be Kabbalah Naziris throws you into an Isser of Lo Yachel as well. You understand? But the Maisa is just Kabbalah Naziris. And apparently, Kabbalah Naziris is nothing more than accepting upon yourself the Nihugi Naziris, the obligations of Naziris. So if a guy says, Lo Eftim in Olam Adjehi Nazir, how must he behave like a Nazir right now? That's it, that's Kabbalah Naziris. If a guy said, but if you have this idea that it's like a neder to do, to be something, you understand? Then I can interpret it as a statement of, I will, in the future, I can make a neder on the very institution of Naziris. See, without that concept of like a neder on Naziris, you either have Kabbalah Naziris or you have nothing.
Then wouldn't that affect how you learn the Baal Yoga, the Baal Ta'akir of Naziris, if you learn that?
So that's what he's saying. He's saying, so therefore, Lo Eftim in Olam Adjehi Nazir is not going to be Baal Ta'akir. That will simply be Naziris. Right? The only way you can have a Baal Ta'akir is where you did a full Maisa Kabbalah, you did a full Kabbalah Naziris, and yet it's not Chal on you. You understand? But there's no Kabbalah to do a Kabbalah. He does not have that idea. That's Neder. The only way to have such a concept of a Kabbalah to do a Kabbalah is if you invoke Neder. But that means to say Neder is part of the Maisa Nazir now. That's part of what the Hekesh is saying. But if you don't have that concept that Neder is part of the Kabbalah, is part of the Maisa of Kabbalah, and all you have is Kabbalah Naziris, then he holds it's either Kabbalah Naziris right away or it's nothing. So Lo Eftim in Olam Adjehi Nazir is simply a Kabbalah Naziris. The only way you can have a Baal Yachel in Kabbalah Naziris is where you did the full Kabbalah, but yet for some extraneous reason it's not Chal. Then he holds, you got to go out and make a little, do a little something. But then you can have a Baal Yachel in the Kabbalah. Yeah?
Well, why can't I?